if you look in some of the history books and that, for the Coast Guards in the turn of the century, 1920s, 1930s, they all had Coast Guard skiffs or boats that they used to row. But in those early days, the Coast Guard service was a little differently orientated, because they only took on the search and rescue role around about 1920s, 1922. Prior to that, they were what's called a coast preventative force, whereby they were more engaged in looking for people smuggling and revenue evasion. And those are in the early days, when they had even more Coast Guard stations, and the Coast Guards then used to patrol between stations carrying muskets. And if we start, there's a Coast Guard station, and you can recognise them because they're all the same type of building. There's one on Culver Cliff. There was one at Fallands. There's another one down at Bembridge Point. The next one was on Seaview, Dover, just to the right side of where the toll gate used to be. There are Summit Ride, Fishbourne, at the end of Fishbourne Creek, and also at East Cairns, if you go down the front, there's a row of Coast Guard houses there, and the patrols used to run between there. And if you go further, there's another set of houses over at Egypt Point at Cowes. And so they go on round the island. You'll find some in Yarmouth. You'll also find at Totland Bay, up on the top of the cliff there, and at Atherfield and Brook along the military road. And then you come back down to Ventnor. And I think, if I remember rightly, it was probably the old station at Shanklin as well. But that's going back to the 1920s, 30s.